In April, Seattle businesses will start to phase in a higher minimum wage. Eventually, they'll end up at $15 an hour. For outdoor gear maker Cascade Designs, the rising minimum wage is one of the reasons the company's moving 100 jobs to Nevada. David Burrows is the company's vice chair.
I've always maintained that there's a real difference between the service businesses, which were the focal point of the debate on minimum wage, and manufacturing businesses like ours that are involved in a global economy.
Burrows says many reasons led to his company's decision to move part of its workforce, but the increased minimum wage did play a role. Seattle City Council member Mike O'Brien is a strong supporter of Seattle's $15 an hour minimum wage, but he doesn't think wages alone will have a big impact on the city's manufacturers.
I don't think that at the end of the day, the minimum wage itself will be a dominant factor in manufacturing. I think the other pressures about cost of real estate, traffic are going to be real pressures. And for some businesses, that will tip the balance and they'll move elsewhere, and other businesses will come in and backfill. You know, we're seeing a lot of breweries and distilleries. And is that manufacturing or not? I don't know, but it is an industrial type use that's job creating. Maybe we'll see more, you know, food production in the city, where being close to your market is really important. And folks that are competing on the global scale, where it's produced means a little bit less, we'll find that going to a lower cost environment makes sense.
What have you heard from other Seattle-based manufacturers when it comes to the cost of doing business here?
We hear a lot about how expensive it is to do business in Seattle. And, you know, lots of evidence, both empirical and anecdotal, that we all see that just in the last few years, how hard it is, especially when you're talking about land and real estate and buildings, to afford to be in the city of Seattle. And that's a real pressure, and it's part the reality of as we become a more urbanized society and cities like Seattle are more attractive, there's a lot more competition for space. And I think it's really important as a city that we focus on what we can do well. I think I really want to see Seattle have a diverse economy moving forward. And so, you know, manufacturing is an important piece of that. At the same time, being aware that, you know, a growing city like Seattle probably is not going to be the best environment for every single business type. I mean, we can be competitive on a number of fronts, but probably not all fronts. And so it may be a certain segment of the manufacturing industry that makes sense for Seattle. And it may be that we see over time that some segments find a be more competitive in another environment. And I don't know what that looks like, but there is a sense of just a realism about what that looks like, too.
I'm speaking with Seattle City Councilmember Mike O'Brien. And Mike, you do support increasing the minimum wage in Seattle. You have been a supporter of that $15 an hour minimum wage. But some people say that raising the minimum wage is helping to bring on the demise of Seattle's traditional identity as a blue-collar town. What do you think about that?
You know, I reject the notion that if we raise the standard of living for our lowest paid workers, that somehow we're turning our back on manufacturing. It may be that we get more selective with the type of manufacturing or even the businesses that choose to be in an environment where folks make living wages. Mm-hmm. You know, an example I'll use, you know, looking at big box retailers, Walmart versus Costco. And I would say that their models are very different. For me, Walmart is low wage, part-time, no or few benefits, and they're very successful and very profitable. Costco's model is they pay higher wages, they provide good benefits, also very profitable. And so they're competing with each other in many markets. They have very different strategies about how to do it, and they're both very successful. And I would look at a city like Seattle and say, I want to encourage the folks that will take a Costco approach to manufacturing and want to be here, and the folks that are going to choose a Walmart path will say Seattle's not for us, and I'm okay with that. But I still think we can be successful with certain companies in certain industries.
What do you think it would mean for Seattle to lose at least its partial identity as a blue-collar industry town?
You know, that would be sad if that were to happen. Not just, you know, growing up in Seattle and multiple generations of my family here before me who were part of that, you know, blue collar growing up. You know, there's a kind of history there that's important to me. But probably more importantly, looking forward, is about what does it mean to have a diverse economy? And I really worry that if in a generation that everyone who makes a living wage in Seattle is just a high-tech worker, that we lose that kind of diversity that I think makes not just Seattle, but all cities vibrant and real. And so I think it's important that we're being very intentional to make sure that we're cultivating a variety of industries that provide a variety of jobs that people can thrive at.
Seattle City Council Member Mike O'Brien, in April, many businesses will start to phase in the wage increases, eventually moving up to the $15 an hour minimum. Last year, the University of Washington studied who would be affected by an increased minimum wage. That study was written by public affairs professor Mark Long. He believes manufacturing companies will be affected.
You may see some of them relocate. And some of that relocation may be just outside of the city boundaries, for example, to Renton. Some of it may be to other parts of the state, and some of it may move completely out of the state. So I don't think we'll see dramatic increases in the share of manufacturing firms that relocate outside of the city, but it's a question that we plan to study.
Owen Long told us something else about the impact of a higher minimum wage.
You might also see some businesses move into the city as a result of the higher wage, because it could change the composition of the experience that workers have. It could just change the nature of what types of employees live in the city or are available as a labor force.
University of Washington Public Affairs Professor Mark Long. Beginning in April, Seattle businesses will start to phase in the higher minimum wage. This is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.